Kansas City man who shot a black teenager who rang his doorbell is expected to be arraigned in court this afternoon on two felony charges. 84-year-old Andrew Lester has been charged with assault in the first degree and armed criminal action. He shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl in the head and arm. Lester told police he thought the teen was trying to break into his home. Yarl was trying to pick up his two brothers and accidentally went to the wrong house. He was released from hospital on Saturday, and his family says he's now recovering at home, but he faces a long road ahead. Let's bring in KCUR investigative reporter Peggy Lowe, who's been following the case. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Deepa.
Peggy, Lester turned himself in on Tuesday and is now out on $200,000 bond. Help us understand the charges that he's facing.
Well, as you mentioned, Andrew D. Lester is charged with assault in the first degree and with armed criminal action. Those are state charges under Missouri law. So if he is found guilty, he faces no fewer than 10 years and up to 30 years or life in prison. Now, that said, several, including Ralph Yarl's attorney, have suggested that he should have been charged with attempted murder. And the prosecutor, too, was asked about that. His name is Zachary Thompson. He was asked about that on Monday evening, and he did not answer that question.
Okay, so that's a big question. There's also questions about why he hasn't been charged with a hate crime, and hundreds of protesters gathered yesterday outside the courthouse in downtown Kansas City demanding just that. Is that on the table? Did the prosecutor answer that one?
He did. And in fact, during that press conference, too, Thompson said, you know, I can actually see that race played a role here. And within the probable cause, Lester is quoted as saying that he opened his door about 10 o'clock Thursday night, and he said he saw a large black man. He was scared to death, so he shot him. Now, that said, Ralph is not a large man by any stretch. So when asked, why didn't you then charge Lester with a hate crime? The prosecutor, Thompson, said hate crime charges under state law carry a lower range of penalties than the two felonies he actually charged Lester with. So he suggested that the other charges were stronger.
I mean, it's interesting that you wouldn't add that on anyway, though. The prosecutor, as you mentioned, did say there was a racial component to the case. Prosecutor's words there. Now, the attorney for the family, Yarl's family, his Texas civil rights attorney, Lee Merritt, told reporters that Lester was only kept in police custody for a few hours on the night of the shooting. Why for such a short time, Peggy?
That's true. It was only about 2 hours, and the probable cause statement bears out Merritt's claim, so that is true. When asked on Sunday, Police Chief Graves, she's a new police chief here in town, she said that they actually kept him 24 hours. We now know that's not true. But she has not, Stacey Graves, said why they didn't, you know, keep him longer. She did say that he was cooperating, and she did say he wasn't a flight risk. So there were those two things. But there's still some discrepancies in the police process here.
That doesn't bode well. Lester says he shot Yarl because he thought that this 16-year-old was trying to break into his home and he feared for his life. And Missouri has a Stand Your Ground law that went into effect in 2016, and those are laws that protect a person's right to use force on their property. But it didn't appear like Yarl was trying to attack Lester. Does that matter if Lester is going to use a Stand Your Ground defense?
That's right. He wasn't obviously trying to, you know, attack Mr. Lester. He rang the doorbell. That's all he did. Though Lester says that Ralph did sort of jiggle the handle of the door, but Ralph Yarl denies that. We have questioned several veteran criminal defense attorneys in the Kansas City and larger Missouri area, and they said they don't believe that that law, the Stand Your Ground law, would work this time. And that's because he wasn't in the house. He wasn't asking to be in the house. He simply was on the front porch, and Ralph Yarl just rang the doorbell. So I don't know that that will come into play necessarily. That said, where things get murky, though, is that Mr. Lester said he was scared. And sometimes the defense can use that.
Well, I want to talk about the victim here, Jarl. How is his recovery going in the few seconds we have left?
His mother reports that he's doing well. She's a nurse, so she has a lot of medical personnel around him. That said, she said he has a pretty traumatic head injury because he was hit point blank in the forehead, and that bullet was in his head for 12 hours.
Hmm. This is a child musical genius as well.
Exactly.
KCUR investigative reporter Peggy Lowe, thank you so much.
Thank you.